Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight's show is a discussion that will center around John chapter 5. And I chose John chapter 5 because this particular narrative or clinical case study shows or presents the person of Jesus in a very formidable manner. And I really want you to get the understanding about who he is and what the Christ event meant then and what the Christ event means for us today. So, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1 of chapter 5. Some time later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem near the Sheep Gate a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, or House of Mercy, House of Mercy, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who had been an invalid for 38 years, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water is stirred, while I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Egeire," or get up. "Pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Now this is the other side of the story. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. And so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "This is after 38 years. It is the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat, straining at a net to swallow a camel." But he replied, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick it up and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again," or whole. "You are whole. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jews, and it was Jesus who had made him well. Now, we see in verse 14 the cause of this man's systemic problem. He learned that root cause of his condition. And it is interesting that he is at the house of mercy. And we are told that in Greek that the Greek simply has what calls him the weak one. And so this man Now, we know today that people also use the same word. They will identify with deceit. And they become one with the deceit. This man became one with his deceit. And so, one of the symptomatic elements of his disease is his passivity. And notice the inability to give a direct answer to a direct question. And so he goes on, while I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. Now, as Jesus says it, next, a guy. Or get up. Literally, wake up. It's resting language. Wake up. It is the language of resurrection. This one who had become habituated to this chronic condition of passivity in his life brought on as a result of sin. Now, please understand that. Saying that all of this result of sin we're discussing one clinical case, that of the weak one. What was going on in his life? Jesus approached every individual in a different manner. Individually, he recognized their unique individuality. He approached them. He knew the problem of this individual. He knew what had happened to him. Notice, Jesus observed him. He is a great physician. He saw him lie there and learned that he had been in this condition a long time. So it is important to understand that Jesus had a complete understanding of persons. In the book of Acts, God is called the heart knower twice. cardiovascular. He is called the heart. He knows our heart. He knows our circumstance. He knows the other gender things that have happened to us, or, for instance, how we have or we have been sinned against, and he knows the when we have sinned against ourselves. And he addresses both conditions. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Jesus cannot merely be a footnote or a clinical footnote. He must be the fifth of clinical counseling theology. Real local therapy must be centered in Christ, because it is true understanding who Jesus is and what he has come to give. He brings to the counseling situation that is imperative, not my practice, my shirt, the pain that I will have. I will never say, and he will never tell me Jesus already knows. Jesus knows. This individual will be completely and completely mad at that and never seen. So he is a living creator of biblical cancer. Now, he says to this man, pick up your mat and walk. Now, understanding what happens to the muscles over 38 years of person could have bad sorts of, a person could have various things going on, whether it's a person. Jesus says it's stand up there. Walk. About walk around. One brother wrote, quote, a voice that could heal impotence of a lifetime by a word deserved obedience. Egyra, get up. The word also needs to restore health both inward and outward or bodily. This man had a hard time in his life. Jesus passed him. Jesus met him at the house of mercy because he wanted this man to experience the mercy of God, love. He wanted this man to experience life. He wanted this man. And not acquiesce to the pathology of passivity. He wants to say, Jesus said, can free. Free, rush again deep. And so, Jesus can go, like you and I cannot go. Therefore, pray. Therefore, we give God praise. We bring individuals before Him, knowing that He has the healing to release their souls from bondage. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich.